The world is a beautiful but challenging place to live. And let's face it, life hits hard sometimes. So if you find your hopes and dreams and mental well-being needs a boost, you're tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Inspire Us with your host, J. Paul Nadeau, a former hostage negotiator turned motivational speaker and acclaimed author of Take Control of Your Life. And now, here's your host, J. Paul Nadeau.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Us. I am your host, J. Paul Nadeau. I tried a couple of things recently with this podcast. I'm going to get guests on eventually, but I was reading from a book of Buddhist messages. They're short stories. And I was hoping that that would kind of catch on because I loved the stories and the messages that went along with it. And I gave a few of my own thoughts on it, but it didn't catch on. So, hey, if I threw something against the wall and it didn't stick, it's not going to stay. So I've decided that I'm going to try something different. Recently, I wrote a book called Reset, The Badass Guide to Living Life on Your Own Terms. That's the book. And it's a badass guide. I've written a couple of them. And when I say badass guide, don't get it wrong, folks. Badass can be a good thing. Actually, it is meant to be a good thing. It means courage. There's a number of things that goes along with the badass title. And this book is probably the first one in which I'm starting to use, or I did use, a little colorful language, shall we say. It may offend some people. If you don't like the word S-H-I-T every once in a while in this book, then maybe it's not meant for you. But boy, I do hope that it is, because the messages in this book are meant to reach large audiences. That's why I intentionally added that word. Many of our young people right now are suffering. They're suffering from depression. They're suffering from identity issues. They're afraid, and many of them are depressed. And so my job in this book is to reach as many people as possible. So what I decided to do in the next couple of podcasts are read a few excerpts from Reset, The Badass Guide to Living Life on Your Own Terms. And it will become clear what is meant by this, because I'm going to read the preface to you. I'm going to play a little music in the background. Why not? I think that that's always kind of nice. And would love to hear what you have to say about this, but let's try this. Here we go. Life ain't all icing on cupcakes. No one gets through life all happy and shit without having at least suffered their share of, oh my God, please no, moments. Those are the times in life when unforeseen challenges and setbacks catch us off guard, and the unforgiving voices of our internal saboteurs lie their rotten teeth about what we should or shouldn't do. These conspirators critique our self-worth, our appearance, our actions, our thoughts, and they are set to direct our life's course. They plant falsehoods in our brain boxes using voices that sound just like us. These gangsters can take us hostage in their manic efforts to prevent us from living life on our own terms. I've been attacked by these mind criminals many times. We all have. We've all faced hardships and experienced our share of, oh my God, please no, moments. But it's what we do about these attacks that matters most. For how we choose to respond to these trials and setbacks will direct our happiness and emotional well-being. For all I know, you may be under attack right now, and that's why you picked up this book. But that's life, and life can be brutal at times. Suck it up and deal with it. I don't ever remember being told that life was going to be a piece of cake. In fact, I was told more than once that it was going to be no piece of cake. In these chaotic and unstable times, we're each challenged to navigate our way through our, dear God, I can't believe this is happening moments. And for some, there may be many. from the heartbreaking news of wars waged for dominance and to decimate certain populations, to the pervasion, divisions, and intensive animosity seen worldwide among our fellow human coconuts. I use the word coconuts because, well, it's kind of fun, and we are a bunch of coconuts. The barrage of challenges appear unyielding. Reports of violence stemming from issues involving race, religion, hatred, free speech, and even gender identity each grab headline space to mess with our minds. Each splinter in the fabric of our well-being very skilled at instilling profound anxiety within the uncoached and untrained mind. This amalgamation of fear over fact conspire to immobilize us in our complex journey through life. Life ain't all icing on cupcakes. Yet, despite all this doom and gloom, a resounding simple truth perseveres. And that is that we all have the innate power to choose our own ways and to choose our own responses to the crazy. We have the ability to choose how to navigate these paths, free from the influence or control of anything or anyone. We have the God-given incredible capacity to power through the storms and BS of life, no matter how hard they may strike, no matter who or what they involve. We can move confidently through the curtains of immobilization and fear to live our lives how we believe they should be lived. On our own terms. It's a choice. And not choosing is choosing. How we navigate the moments and times we face will have a profound impact on our mental wellness, health, and overall mental states. That's why it's important to prepare ourselves to deal with each of our dear God moments. The global ones, we have no control over. That kind of stupid is not within our power to control. That's a whole different level of dear gods. But what is within our control is how we respond to each of the challenges and setbacks that come our way, no matter what they may be, and not to mention the ones that we're currently facing. Choosing how we respond is what matters most. This guide is designed to help you deal with the scenes and the unforeseens of life by developing a warrior's I can go through anything mindset and attitude. It's meant to help you control and take control of the things that you can control and do the very best with the rest. Sometimes that means tuning them out completely or simply adjusting your frequency to avoid their impact. This guide will help you step into your very best you and to help you start living life on your own terms. So that's what's meant by this book, and that's what this book will do. And I'll stop reading right there, talk a little bit about it. I think resets are necessary. And as I go through the book, you'll discover that resets aren't hard to do. They're something that you do intentionally. And you could do this at any time of the day, at any time of the night. And I would suggest that you do it the first thing in the morning. Do a personal reset. I'll get through what I mean more in depth. But I do believe that this book will help a lot of people. And I want to thank you for joining me for another little podcast. This one just under 10 minutes, but thank you. And I want you to go out there and live life with intention. I'm J. Paul Nadeau, and I thank you for being here.